These stages are actual stages, so you actually have to fulfill one before you move to the next one stably. You could experience each of them as a temporary state at any time. So for instance, I could come up with an exercise and be here and tell all of you, and we could all be in this third stage or magnificent wide open state together. But to live there as a stage means that you have to fulfill the previous stages enough. So the first stage is the stage where you think you could get what you want. So either to grow out of the first stage, either you have to get what you want, or you have to realize you'll never get what you want and relax the desire. Now, it really depends on the situation. So, for instance, let's take food, as usual, as an example, because I think it's easiest to identify with that. Imagine you wanted to be a master chef. Okay? So you wanted to be an artist of food. But let's say you were addicted to eating. So your first stage need to go, hey, I'm going to be a chef so I could eat all the time. So let's say you're a food addict. So you secretly, all you want to do is eat. So you go, hey, I want to be a chef. But really, you just want to eat. So now you're a first stage chef. You could compare this to the sex thing in a moment. So you go out and you act like you're doing all this cooking, but really what it is you just want to eat. So you're eating and you're eating and you're getting bigger and sicker, or whatever one gets when you overeat for your body. Well, to grow out of the first stage, either you have to learn, like, I have enough food and this is enough. This is the proper food. I no longer need to get obsessed about that. Or you have to get so sick you just don't care about food anymore and you just feel like, I'm done with food. I'm outgrown the whole food thing. But it has to be real. So before you could get to the second stage, you have to fulfill your food needs. You have to have healthy food needs, let's say. You have to have a healthy relationship to your food needs. You can't have an obsessive, addictive, dependent one. Most people never grow out of that, out of the first stage for food and sex, ever. Most people are always eating and sexing because they need to, instead of because they have a healthy relationship and they've gone to the second stage, which is when you share that now. So the second stage food, you can imagine there's a lot of people in certain war-torn countries right now who are in the first stage for food because they're starving. I mean, they need to eat, and that's a need you need to fulfill. Now, once they fulfill that, then they could worry about the second stage of eating. And in the second stage, it's like, hey, let's eat organically. Let's grow our own eggs. Let's form a community co-op so we could not only just eat, we fulfilled our basic neediness of eating. Now we have to eat well. So the first stage is about, like, getting enough. The second, enough sex, enough food. The second stage is about better, like self-improvement. So now in the second stage, it's like, well, I'm going to eat raw. Going to a raw workshop and learning how to, or whatever the current trip is. So, you know, I'm going to learn to eat this and that and refine my health. And then you vibrate there and you attract other people who are vibrating there. And you actually think that goes somewhere. I mean, there's whole groups of people who think that you can improve yourself in various ways and that adds up to anything. So there's like clubs. They're almost like little religions around being healthy and good, and you know, yoga and exercise and food, and I do all those things. I eat well, I do yoga, but so, I mean, I've been through my own stages with each of these, which is why I could talk about them. So then the second stage is about getting better at something. And then the third stage only occurs after you know how to get enough of what you need, love, food, and you know how to do the better improvement thing, like good loving and good food. At that point, you could go, I'm going to totally disregard my food needs and other people's food needs. Because at that point, you're already taking care of yourself. You're an expert at taking care of yourself. You don't need to put attention on it anymore. I mean, you could, but now, I mean, you've already taken that as far as it'll go. Eating well and exercising will only go so far. And now you're here to give. You're not just here to eat well and exercise well. You're here to give all kinds of things to your lover in the world. So back to your question now. First, you have to enjoy a relationship where you actually get what you want, or you no longer need to get what you want because you realize you never will. So that's
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.